This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. You can bring up anything that you want. And, of course, there's always interesting stuff in the news that is worthy of discussion. So we've brought some of that to the table to talk to you about here tonight. However, it is kind of a special edition of Free Talk Live here tonight. Our normal Monday night co-host, Daryl, is in the room with us, but he's not on a microphone at the moment. We have reserved, and he's kindly stepped away and reserved his microphone for a special guest. Of course, Rich Paul joining me in here tonight as normal. Hey, Rich.
As normal as ever, I suppose.
Right. It's normal that you're here with us. But what is,
it's normal that I'm here, true.
What is unusual is that Sam Dodson is sitting in the studio with us here tonight. Hey, Sam.
Hey, howdy, everybody.
Unfortunately, your voice is, as many probably have already noticed, not in tip-top shape. You've come down with a cold because you now have a daughter who's two, was it? Nearly
she's
two?
17 months.
She's going to preschool of some sort?
Well, she started daycare a couple weeks ago, and she's bringing home a cold of the week.
What's the difference between daycare and preschool?
Daycare is a little more free-form. They go outside and play. She learned, like, brushing her teeth 1 week, and I'm not sure. They try and teach them something neat.
Okay. More fun.
Yeah, more of a fun thing. And we're going to homeschool her after that. So.
But you said being around all the kids is bringing in germs that previously had not existed. And, of course, you happened to catch some of it right before you came on the radio with us.
Right. We live a solitary life out on the farm. So she has not. She's been sick twice up to this point, and now it's 2 weeks in a row.
Wow. So you are medicating with lemon and honey and tea and things like that. And so we'll see how long you can stick with us here. Don't push it. Don't hurt yourself, obviously. But it's great to have you back behind a microphone here on Free Talk Live. Now, for our listeners who don't know, Rich, how would you introduce Sam to someone who has never heard of Sam Dodson before? Because it's been 5 years since he's been here in New Hampshire, and we've got a whole new crew of people that have moved here since then and done various forms of activism. For our listeners, I'll brief our listeners here just to let you know, we are Free State Project participants, meaning we've moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, the idea of concentrating liberty activists in one place. Sam moved here a long time ago, but how would you, you know, explain who Sam is to someone who's new?
Well, I was first introduced to Sam, you know, there were basically, when I lived in Manchester, I remember you two being the two, not probably the two most prolific activists out here. And this is actually coincidentally exactly the lineup we had the first time I was on Free Talk Live.
Is that right?
The night I got arrested. Yeah, it was me and
that's
Sam.
Right. Yeah.
And which was September 26th of
which 2009. Arrest was that? That was for the 420s?
Yeah, that was for the 420 arrest. And
Sam was probably sitting right there too, I would guess.
I think it was pretty close.
Cool. That's cool. A little reunion show.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's good to do it again.
So what you're saying is Sam was on the radar, so to speak.
He was definitely one of the big activists, and I especially appreciate him because he delivered the best coverage of the 420 rally out there. If you look at the playlist that on my YouTube about the 420 rally, every video except one comes from Obscured Truth Network.
Yep.
And the reason for that one is actually on the beginning of the other one, which is of us actually smoking weed in the police station. You see at the beginning, you see Sam leaving to go outside right before we went out, and I'm always yelling, Sam, come back!
So you were at that building, but you weren't in the room when that went down, smoking?
In the police station?
Yeah, this was when Evan was in jail.
Yeah, I think I was there. I was standing next to the local news reporter who was also filming it. And what shocked me is when the news report came out, they made it. They cut the sound from the arrest so you couldn't hear the people shouting, "Let him go, let him go."
Wow.
And they just showed him without the crowd in the background, being put into the police car, they never mentioned that we smoked, or not we, but some mm-hmm. people went in the police station and smoked in the lobby, even though he was right there and he smelled it too.
Wow.
And they just made it look like, well, just another marijuana arrest today in Keene.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that I do remember being very disappointed in the news coverage of that. But funny thing is, about 8 people hit that joint, and I know from watching the video who they are. But I think I've met about 20 people now who have told me that they got
that they were there.
That fateful joint
turned into a townie rumor,
yeah,
or a claim to fame.
But if you want to find out who really hit that joint, go ahead and check out my YouTube account, and there's a playlist.
What is your YouTube account?
You know, I don't even know how to give a URL for it.
Like, there's usually, but, like, with Free Keen, it's /Free Keen.
Yeah, I don't know the URL for it.
I know that
if you search for Rich Paul Keen,
maybe you should put it up
or
on,
Rich Paul 420, I will come up.
Maybe you should put it up on your website, because I bet you there's a lot of videos that'll have you in them with 420 associated with them. But I agree with you. Sam made some amazing video that's still online, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. YouTube hasn't decided to pull it offline yet. Mm-hmm. And you were one of the earliest video producers. Not the earliest. Dave Ridley definitely wins the award for earliest and most prolific.
Absolutely.
Sam, you loaded up with fancy video equipment. You had like this big old camera.
Yeah, I did. And Meg was kind of the other half of the equation. Meg McLean,
great graphics pro.
She brought in that. She also taught me really how to edit and produce a professional content, because it's one thing to have the nice equipment. It's another thing to know how to use it.
Right.
It's another thing to know how to edit it and really make it shine. And that's where she helped out a lot.
Yeah, and you spent a lot of time and effort putting these videos together, and it shows. I mean, they show as very, very nice-looking footage. The camera, you even had a Steadicam at one point.
Oh, yeah, still have
like
it.
Like a body-mountable camera holding device. Very, very cool stuff. And now you're gone. You left 5 years ago. You made a huge impact, and a lot of the statists have said, nya, nya, boo, boo, you know, Sam left. But you've like a lot of people, moved on. There's another chapter in your life that has been written since then. You've gotten married outside of the state and had a child as well, and you're working on your own farm.
Yep. And, you know, I think if say 1% of the people just came up and gave a year or 2 years and dedicated part of their life or a significant portion of their life to bringing about change, to raising awareness, you're talking millions of people. So I'm proud of what I did. I think it sort of helped raise awareness. It brought people to the Free State Project. It got people thinking about things in a different way, and that work still stands out there, and people can go watch it.
One of the first things that you did was what was it called, the Court of Public Opinion or something like that, where you actually recorded a video in Plano, Texas?
Yeah, Richardson. I got 3 tickets in Plano and would record video of my trying to go to court and trying to bring a camera into court. And it was crazy.
It
they don't let cameras in court. I even called the judge and I said, you know, I'm producing a story about videoing in court or something. And the response I got back was the judge never allows cameras in court. But, of course, they have their own recording, everything.
Oh, yeah. Now, if you want to talk to Sam, he's here with us till further notice tonight. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You've still been out there. You've been tuning in every now and then. You've called a few times here and there. You haven't completely disappeared from the radar. Although I was worried that you were going to. It sounded like you were going to build an underground bunker and go hide out. But I guess meeting your wife might have helped you kind of change your path.
Actually, it was getting knocked out by a tree and almost killed.
Oh, my God.
Kind of changed that. Yeah.
What happened?
I had cut down this 120-foot sweet gum that was rotten in the middle. It didn't go the way I had planned, and it was laying over a brand-new barbed wire fence. So I, being kind of new to felling trees, especially big ones like that, I went in and I stepped under a branch, and I started cutting over the fence to get it clear out and on the ground, and I didn't notice that it was bowed up against another tree. And when I got halfway through the branch, the trunk was also 4 feet off the ground, and this is like 2,000 pounds of timber. So that that branch snapped, the tree gave way and came down, that other branch that I had stepped under glanced me in the back of the head.
God.
I heard every vertebrae in my back from the top of my head to the bottom of my shoulder blades go.
Oh, my gosh.
And I remember thinking, OS, this is going to hurt. And then I passed out. I woke up.
Did someone find you?
My uncle was out there. He can't walk real well.
Hold that thought. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Sam Dodson joining us in studio as our special guest co-host here tonight. And Ian and Rich here as usual. The toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Austrian economists like Hoppe and Rothbard have adopted in their writings a position against open borders, which is a position that many libertarians take. But David Hathaway's new book, Immigration, Individual versus National Borders, takes apart those arguments against open borders while still supporting the position that an individual property owner has the absolute right to exclude or invite anyone onto their property. You can get your copy of Immigration, Individual versus National Borders through Amazon and get it in either print or Kindle forms. If you want to order it through Amazon, go to shop.freetalklive.com, enter the Amazon links there of your choice, and Free Talk Live will get a small portion when you buy your copy of Immigration, Individual versus National Borders by David Hathaway through Amazon at shop.freetalklive.com. Sam, you were telling us about your tree attack experience where you were trying to cut down a big old tree on the family farm property, I think it was, and things went wrong, and cracked vertebrae apparently happened, or...
I heard every vertebrae in my back go right
as
down the middle.
As you got hit by a branch in the...
I got knocked, it kind of glanced the back of my head and jammed it down.
Ugh. And that's what you remember before passing out.
Before passing out. Now, my uncle was out there, but he's pretty much handicapped, and he was on the tractor, and he couldn't drag me out. So it's a good thing that I woke up, because his plan was to tie a chain around my legs and drag me out with the tractor.
Jesus. Wow.
which would probably not have been such a great idea. But I woke up, the chainsaw was sitting beside me going,
Y'all don't have cell phones down south?
We do, but I don't carry that when I'm out.
Oh, trees. Yeah, sure.
And it had knocked my safety glasses off behind me, and I think I had a hoodie on, and that was on the ground. I had fallen into the barbed wire fence and cut my leg open a little bit. And he's like, Sam, are you okay? And I said, yeah, just let me lay here for a minute.
Wow.
And it took, really a couple months to get my motion back from that.
Huh.
I didn't break anything. It just really kind of messed up my back for a bit. And what I was building is not an underground house like a lot of some of the Liberty people make fun of me for, but it's an earth bag house where you use 50 and 100 pound rice bags. You fill them with sand and clay, and then you stack them with barbed wire in between, and you make self-supporting structures or domes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Portable domes. And
so it wasn't going to be underground at all?
No, it was above ground, but it had foot-thick walls. So it's a really heavy duty, but it's a one material for the walls, ceiling, and roof.
But you aborted that
I aborted that because you're moving a lot of dirt and it takes strength and it hurt my back to do it. I mean, we put it on hold for a while and then the wife and kid and family and all that happened.
That'll keep you distracted.
Yeah, and we also, in the process of starting the farm on the family farm where there's a lot of aunts and uncles that own it and a dairy farmer that's running cows, it got a little political and family drama and so forth, so we just decided to buy our own place, and so it has since been bulldozed, unfortunately.
So, you're back in New Hampshire for the next 24 hours or so, 36 hours, and you'll be heading back to Texas soon. But when you came here, we didn't really know how long you were going to have to stay, because you came back to face a criminal charge that you received back in 2010. Now, longtime listeners of the show may recall that, Sam, you and I were arrested at the City Council chambers here in Keene that year. It's the same year, Rich, you and I were arrested for standing in front of a police cruiser when they attempted
to... I was still being held pending $5,000 bail.
On that charge, on that particular incident?
Yeah, on the charge where we got arrested together.
So, so Sam, you and I both got arrested while I was out on a suspended sentence or whatever it was, or I was out on bail conditions, actually. I didn't get my trial until the next year. But, and so they basically arrested me again. I got arrested three times in that one-year time frame. Mm-hmm. And one of them was this drinking game that we did where you made a post. It's still there at freekeen.com. So anyone who goes back and looks through Sam's old articles, search for drinking game, you'll probably find anything related. The idea was to make city council meetings more fun, right? Mm-hmm. Because they're just dreadfully boring.
And we had also like jumped through their hoops to ask them to repeal the ban on open containers and Keene.
Did we do that before that? Okay.
We did that before, and they kind of took us through the dog and pony show and then said, yeah, no.
Mm.
And so we came up with a drinking game as kind of a fun game to make the meeting exciting. And,
right.
And also to kind of snub them a little bit as well.
Yeah, the idea, of course, being that there are towns and cities where open container is legal. Savannah, Georgia is one of the more noteworthy ones, where you can walk around downtown with an open beer, and it's not a problem.
Yep, New Orleans, Louisiana is another one.
Is it like that all year long in New Orleans? I didn't know.
I know it's like that during Mardi Gras. I'm right. pretty sure that there are parts... I think it's more widespread during Mardi Gras, but I think there are places where you can do it all year round.
Hmm. Yeah, I've been down there outside of Mardi Gras, and we've walked around the streets
nice.
With containers.
And everything's okay. So, you know, this was the pitch that we made to the city council, and they didn't want to hear about it because it's good revenue for the city. They bust these college kids all the time for open container. It's just one after another after another. They're walking from house to house, one party to another party. They're carrying whatever drink they had at the first party to the second party, and the police on bicycles or whatever, they catch them. You know, they got a flashlight out there, and they zero in on somebody with an open container, and they come up, and they demand the drink be handed over, even though you certainly, if the container is closed but openable, you have no obligation to hand over your beverage to that officer. And you could argue that even if it was an open container, you don't have an obligation to hand it over unless it was something immediately identifiable as alcohol, meaning that if there was, and this isn't legal advice, but if there was a label on the beer that said Busch beer and you were, you know, walking around with it open, that would be enough probable cause for the police to go ahead and conduct a search. But in the case of you and I, Sam, we had brown bottles that you had taken the time to, like, scrape. I don't know if I helped you with this part, but you scraped off the labels from the brown bottles. You kept the caps intact to where they could be re-screwed back onto the bottle. And you filled and you created a new label, which people can actually see on the original blog post that you made, that says, not a beer. Now, beer was in larger print than not a, but it was pretty clear it said not a beer on it. You printed those labels out, and we attached the labels to the bottles and then filled them with water. You got a cooler. We put some ice in there, put these bottles into the cooler, and then took the cooler and you and I and a couple other folks to the city council meeting that night after you had actually posted the rules for the drinking game in advance.
Yeah.
So they knew we were coming. This wasn't a surprise.
We also printed out the statute of what constituted an alcoholic beverage,
dropped
one at all the city councilors' desks so they could see it, offered one to the police chief, and he didn't want to see it. But it basically says, you know, it has to be greater than 0.5% of alcohol at 60 degrees and to be considered an alcoholic beverage.
Oh, wow. I didn't remember the temperature reading. So we cracked open the beers, the not-a-beers, and began to consume them based on the rules of the drinking game, which included drinking from the from your drink if the city council voted unanimously. That was one of the rules. There were seven or eight rules. And we'll continue with a bit of a recap, because why is Sam Dodson back in our studio with us here tonight? What was he doing in Keene that has to do with all this? We'll give you the details. And what happened this morning? It's Free Talk Live.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching?
Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Kitty Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to kittyarmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got a website. You can go there. You can get interactive. There's a lot of features waiting for you over at freetalklive.com. And if you want to learn more about the Free State Project and why New Hampshire is the destination for people who love the ideas of freedom, and even though, Sam, you have moved back to Texas, I don't think you would say that's not the case, right? Like, this is the destination for people.
Oh, there's some amazing stuff going on here that's, like, really impressive to see.
And you actually mentioned to me off the air that you're considering maybe getting a second home in New Hampshire someday. Maybe
down the road.
Maybe snowbirding it up,
yeah,
up
that
here.
Might be nice.
That would rock.
Yeah, would love to have you back, obviously, and bring the family with you. You said your wife's on board with a lot of the ideas of freedom, mm-hmm. So... That sounds really awesome. She wasn't able to come up with you for this particular visit because it wasn't really a family visit to New Hampshire. You're not back here for warm-hearted, loving family reasons. You're here to avoid violence being inflicted on your family, basically, mm-hmm. because you left here back when we were arrested for the drinking game. Now, we were explaining this a moment ago I do want to let people know, though, if they want to learn more about the Free State Project, they can go to freestateproject.org. But more importantly, go to the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. Now, since you've left, Sam, there have been some really great videos produced here in New Hampshire. This is one of them. Mm-hmm. 101reasonsfilm.com is an awesome hour-long documentary film that covers, literally in an hour, 101 reasons why New Hampshire is the destination for people who love liberty. So don't miss it. It's free to watch online. There's really no reason not to check this out. If you love freedom, you owe it to yourself to block off an hour of time or a couple half hours, because it's a lot to take in one sitting. 101reasonsfilm.com. You can go there. You can watch it for free. But it's actually been a while since I've pulled up the drinking game rules. What were the triggers for having a drink at the city council meeting back in August of 2010, which is when you and I were both arrested, Sam, for engaging in this what should not have been civil disobedience, as we were drinking water from brown bottles. So it's not like there's drinks prohibited from the city council chambers. The councilors are frequently seen imbibing from bottles of who knows what. And no one's checking the city councilors' bottles on a regular, you know, the police are not going around demanding the city councilors hand over their bottles for inspection, but they sure as hell came up to us and demanded that we hand over our bottles for inspection, which we refused to do. But let me briefly give the rules, because someone might want to play this game at home. If you are actually in city council chambers with alcohol, you will be quite drunk if you play this particular game. So I do recommend playing this one at home. Number one, all participants will drink when there's a call to order. Number two, a bureaucrat claims to do something as the city of Keene. Now, you fill in your city where you live if you want to play at home. Number three, everyone stands up. Number four, the city council votes for violence, which is almost every vote that that they take. Number five, a vote is unanimous, which is almost every vote that they take. Number six, a council member says the phrase master plan. Number seven.
That was when the team was doing the master plan. That was the big buzzword.
Oh, wow. They still have that thing. Number seven, they plan to do something, quote, for the children. And the list jumps from 7 to 9 here. Apparently, we never caught that error. Number 9, 8, whatever. Raise your glasses. Drinking not needed if someone suggests rolling back the size, scope, or enforcement power of the government, i.e. supports more liberty and freedom, which hardly ever happens. Certainly someone on the council doesn't ever suggest those things. Maybe people in the audience might. So we went in, we had those that list printed out or whatever, and we had our Nada beers. These were beer bottles that had been emptied out, filled with water, and we began drinking. It was about 10 minutes into the scene, after they had given some lifetime achievement award to one of their bureaucrats who was retiring, when the mayor at the time stops the meeting. And I forget what he said, but it's on video for anyone who wants to review this. He made some sort of generic statement to the entire audience. He was, like, not really even looking at us when he said it. He just sort of
uttered... He was reading off a piece of paper that he had prepared.
It was a prepared statement, right. Mm-hmm. So he just uttered this statement about how, you know, you shall not drink from... I forget what the hell he said, but it was clearly targeted at us, even though it was stated very generally about you need to, you know, empty your bottles or put them away or something like that. And we didn't. And so then he ordered the police chief to come over and confiscate our bottles from us. We said a few words back to him as well after he talked to the audience and literally stopped the entire meeting. Everything was going fine. They could have had their whole meeting and left us alone. But no, they wanted to, you know, crack down and make a statement. And
maybe they didn't want to see what you were going to do when you were drunk.
So then the police chief at the time, it's a different police chief nowadays, but this police chief at the time came over and he grabbed, I don't remember if it was you or I, or actually he had an associate, he had an officer with him. And I remember the police chief specifically grabbing for my bottle, and I grabbed it and I held it away from him because I didn't want him to take it from me. And mm-hmm. I said, I don't consent to a search. And he said, well, you better consent to a search or else you're going to get kicked out of the, you have to leave the meeting. And I said, well, I'm not leaving the meeting. It's a public meeting and I'm going to, you know, sit here and enjoy my adult beverage or my beverage. I don't remember exactly what I said, but it was not alcoholic and I would not consent to the search. And I presume you did the same thing, Sam.
I did, yeah. And we had the bottle caps on.
That's right.
And he went and opened those, which it's a closed container when he gets it, and he needs a warrant to do that and didn't have it.
Right. And he had us arrested pretty quickly for disorderly conduct charges. I must have bailed out or something like that night. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
We all did.
Yeah. And ultimately faced down those charges in court. I was on bail conditions for a year prior to them finally dropping the charge one day before trial. But, Sam, that in theory would have happened to you as well had you stayed in New Hampshire. But you left before, I believe, your arraignment. And ultimately there was a failure to appear put in, a bench mm-hmm. warrant put out for your arrest. And you'd left town. You'd gone back to Texas at that point, as we discussed earlier. So you never followed up on any of that stuff. You just sort of let it sit.
For 5 years.
For 5 years. Until, actually, a couple years later, you were what? Trying to renew driver's license? What happened?
Yeah, my driver's license expired in 2012.
Texas driver's license.
And they put an electronic lock on it so it couldn't be renewed. So,
was it because they were able to detect in their system
the failure to appear?
The warrant, yeah. Basically?
I guess New Hampshire has joined into some kind of agreement with Texas to share that data.
Right. And so they spotted that and they said, well, we can't
call
renew
this
your
number.
Driver's license. Yeah, we can't renew your driver's license until you go get this cleared up in mm-hmm. New Hampshire. And so you then began the process of trying to negotiate with the Keene Police Department at some point to make this go away,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, I asked them to drop the charges. They kind of laughed and mocked me, the first prosecutor. The second one was a little more honest and forthcoming. She sent the police report. I pointed out all the contradictions within the report because they claimed these were alcoholic beverages.
No proof of that.
Yeah, and, you know, she ignored everything that I put together. And
yeah, you sent me those emails. They're fairly lengthy. I mean, mm-hmm. you took some time to really write to her and explain to her what happened. I don't think she was in charge of prosecuting at that time, so she might not have been even familiar with the case at all.
Right. Yeah. No, she reviewed it and so forth, but I kind of pointed out time codes in the video where you can see specific things happening that aren't really above board. And I think what they did is really shameful. I mean, we went out of our way to make sure that we weren't actually breaking any laws, that we were doing a valid protest at the city council where they're, you know, meant to be if it's not a disruptive thing. It really wasn't.
They disrupted their own meeting.
Yeah, and instead of protecting our right to do that, they attacked us for it.
Right, and the prosecutor wasn't hearing it. She basically ignored you.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, she told you over the phone what her plea deal offer would be. And even though you wanted to take it to a trial and go to a jury, you've got family obligations, and that kind of gets in the way, right?
That
makes that kind of activism a little bit more difficult. Even if your wife could understand where you were coming from, it's a burden to have to just, you know, be by yourself and take care of one child, right? Mm. She'd prefer to have you around the house.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you decided, I'm sure reluctantly and with difficulty, to take a plea deal.
I did. I still had an objection to paying the court because if I do, they're going to take that money and turn around and use it to harm others.
So you knew that even if you didn't pay the fine, you might go to jail today because that's what happens when you don't pay fines. We'll tell you what happened coming up.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're taking you back in time to 5 years ago, actually, just a little bit less, actually a little more than 5 years ago, when Sam Dodson joining us here tonight, and Ian Rich in the studio. Sam, you were arrested along with me and another activist in the area for conducting a drinking game, having too much fun at a city council meeting.
Not taking them seriously.
Right. And they ended up charging us with disorderly conduct, their favorite catch-all charge that they just love to attach to activists when they don't actually have any real reason to arrest you for something. They hit you with disorderly conduct. It's a tough one to beat. It is a tough one to beat. In my case, I beat it because I was willing to go to trial, and they dropped the charge right before trial. In your case, Sam, you never made it past the arraignment because you left town beforehand, and so they put out a bench warrant for your arrest, which gummed up your renewal of your Texas driver's license a couple of years later, which then resulted in you having to come back here to New Hampshire, here now in 2016, and face down these criminal charges, which strangely you discovered this morning when you went to Keene District Court that there were three disorderly conduct charges, not one disorderly conduct charge. That was a surprise.
And that was the first time that had ever come up.
Have you ever heard of the term she used this morning, alternative theories?
No.
This is a new thing for me. I only have encountered it once, and I've paid attention to a lot of criminal charges over the years of my friends, my activist friends who've faced down whatever various different charges over the years, and I've only ever encountered this one other time, and I believe it was James Cleveland's case where they filed these competing or alternative theories. And basically what it is when they do this, it's the police admitting they don't really know what happened. But so they're going to file three different versions.
Yeah, different scenarios, basically.
Exactly.
So if this doesn't work, then this is the way it went. But if that doesn't work, then it went this way.
We're not sure which way it went, but we'll leave it to the judge to decide. I mean, that's literally what these are.
Which is, it's very strange, strange legal thinking because, you know, basically what you're saying is that we, the prosecution, have a reasonable doubt about each and every one of these theories, but we're hoping you'll mix them all up in your mind so much that you don't really understand what you're being asked to determine.
That's an excellent way to really view what these are. They're reasonable doubt for each single one.
That's how I would argue it as a defense attorney. And, you know, when they're trumping up charges like this, I don't know if it's too late, but there have been a lot of corrupt small towns in the South, especially during the civil rights era of the South, when the same sort of tactics and much worse were used against protesters. That is a place where actually utilizing the federal courts can be useful. I don't like the idea of the federal courts being superior to the state courts. I kind of look at it as the other way around, mostly.
Every now and then, though, the feds will get it right when the states won't.
And personally, I've always thought that if there is any purpose to having two levels of government, it should be to task each of those levels of government with protecting you against the other, so that, you know, if the federal government is doing wrong, the state government should stand up and say, no, that's our citizen, and you can't do that. But if the state government is doing wrong, then the federal government at least has a role in standing up and saying, hey, you can't do that.
Sometimes
they're good about it.
Right.
There's a charge that I heard a lot about when I was in jail from an attorney called abuse of process. And abuse of process.
This was the attorney that you were in jail with, right?
Yes, he was in jail with me. So I think he was a kitty toucher, but that doesn't mean he was a bad lawyer. I think a lot of good lawyers are.
Kitty touchers.
So anyway, he was telling me about this this misuse of process idea where if somebody brings charges against you, for example, down south, there was a pattern of bringing charges against activists for spitting on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody had been charged with spitting on the sidewalk for 20 years previous to the spate of charges against people who just happened to be civil rights activists, just like we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so they brought civil courts.
That's because they didn't have a charge of you're on the sidewalk while black.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So they'd see somebody spit on the sidewalk.
Or claim
maybe
they
really
it.
Do it. Or right. maybe they'd trump up the charge.
Right.
But they'd charge somebody with something that wasn't normally chargeable under normal procedure for them. And civil courts cases were brought in federal court in some of these cases, and damages returned. And I'll tell you, I can't imagine a better way to strike back at government than A, taking their money, which is their power, and B, having their money as your own. Because when you take a weapon from your enemy, not only do they not have it, but you do. So I would really encourage you guys to, you know, look into seeing if any recourse like that might be possible against some of these really ludicrous arrests that were going on back in, say, the heyday of civil disobedience in Keene.
Well, so my plan today was I had three options that I saw. One, they wanted their fine.
$350.
Yeah, and my preferred plan was just to pay that to a local charity.
Mm-hmm.
If that didn't work, we were going to try community service, and if that didn't work, then I was just going to sit it out in jail.
Yes, but you were not going to pay the fine to the courts.
Yeah, because, I mean, if the state gets it, they're going to turn around and use it to help hurt somebody else.
Exactly.
It's like handing a weapon to a psychopath.
Yeah, of all the times I've gone to court for various different civil disobedience episodes, I've not once ever paid them a dime. I've always managed to either do community service or give money to a local charity, and that's been it for me. And so I've had good success, and you had great success this morning, Sam. I was surprised at what happened today.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't know how it was going to go. I didn't know if this was going to be a showdown with Burke, if he was going to, you know, come after you in some way, but it seemed like he just wanted to move this along and get you out of there and be done with the case. That's sort of the attitude that I got from him today. Mm-hmm. But what the real win was, and this is on video, so at some point I'll post it. It's not particularly time sensitive, so I'll get to it. I've got a load of backlogged stuff to do. But you'll be able to see this when it's available at freekeen.com. But basically, it's a relatively short hearing. You got up there and they, you know, okay, you're going to take this plea. You agree with the plea deal. You waive your rights. Yes. Here's the fine. There's a portion of it that goes to the court for an administrative fee. And then there's the chunk of the fine. So it was like $300 and then another $50 on top for a fee on top of the fine.
Mm-hmm.
And what was really surprising to me was that Judge Burke, who has been the judge the whole time. He's the same judge who put you in jail for 58 days.
Same judge that I got on a bullhorn and yelled at outside of his courtroom while he was in there.
And you went to jail for 58 days because this judge, you wouldn't give him your name years ago, and that's what your initial encounter with him. He allowed you to pay the fine to a charity. And that's not particular news because it's happened before. Other activists, including me, have done this, have paid fines to charity, bring the receipt from the fine into the court and, you know, submit it to them, and here's the proof. If fine's paid, case closed. Mm-hmm. But what was different today was Judge Burke accepted your payment offer in open court in front of other people. And I've never seen that happen before, because in the times I've ever had to ask, where the times I've ever asked Burke for this, and I've gotten it from more than just Burke, so it's happened at other courtrooms as well. But the times I've asked Burke to do this, he's always denied me in open court. When I make a verbal motion in front of the court, well, can I pay this to charity? No, you can't do that. Okay, well, then I write the motion down on a piece of paper and I submit it to the court, and then it gets approved. So what that had told me previously was that Burke will not approve this orally. He will not let the courtroom in on this option, this secret option that exists, that you're not, you know, you're not presented with this when they tell you you got to pay a fine or, you know, community service. They don't say, or you can pay the fine to a local charity.
But so you're telling us that today Burke did oral for the first time.
Yes, and it went very well. I was very pleased with
a win-win
performance. Yeah, I mean, you still lost $300 and something, but
it's resolved and helped the community.
$50 of it did go to the court. You were willing to break on a portion of it going to the court just to make this a done deal, just to get it over with. But the vast majority is actually going to the 100 Nights Homeless Shelter. We went there directly afterwards. You got the receipt. You gave him cash, got the receipt, went back to the court, and closed the case.
That's right.
So congratulations, Sam. That was a huge win because Burke had never allowed that in open court before, and today he did for the first time. And this was after he'd already written some sort of order a couple years ago saying he would never allow fines to be paid to charity, that there was some sort of state rule that had been put in. But I always wondered if that was a true claim, and today he proved that he can do whatever he wants. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.